We are talking Royals right now. I want to play for you what Major League Baseball Network had to say. This is what they said about the Royals. They called them maybe the scariest team in the American League.
Where does Kansas City rank in terms of teams you don't want to face in the American League Central?
Oh, what do you think? I would say the scariest, because I love their starting staff the most, and I think they have the ability to shut you down in a series with Lugo and Singer and Reagans. I think they're nasty. I want to give the Royals love for a variety of reasons. You know how I feel about the way they attack the offseason this year, paying for some veteran presence to come into that clubhouse. But you just look at like guys like Freddie Fermin picking up for Sal Perez, giving him a chance at DH, just getting north 300.
The Pasquantino's
Pasquatch is doing some things. So, I mean, it kind of spreads out up and down their lineup. It's just not, I know.
What's
it's
interesting,
Bobby Witt.
John,
Bobby Witt's pretty. What do you think about Bobby Witt as an MVP? I mean, in another year, he's an MVP. But
he's an MVP candidate this year.
Is there a candidate or is it definitely Judge?
No,
he's definitely
in the mix.
Yes.
I mean, you would lean Judge right now at this time, but they have the second best run differential in the American League.
They're good. And they know they're good, and there's no quit in them. They got good people in the clubhouse. They got good people in the front office. Everyone seems to love their manager. I had played against Matt Quatraro, but I had never met him until this year in Toronto.
You're going to call a Royals game.
I shook it. Yeah, we're going. Yes.
Yeah, we're calling a Royals game. We're going to Kansas City for the Phillies and the Royals. It's going to be MLB Central in the booth.
Calling a game.
That was the conversation on MLB Network around the Kansas City Royals. It has been fun to really dive deep into the standings and really take a closer look at where the Royals sit. So if you want an update, the Royals are 5 games back in the division. They are only a half game back of Minnesota. That's pretty important, at least when it comes to the wild card race. He is right. Right now, the Royals have the second best run differential in the American League. The top 4 are the Yankees 1, the Royals are 2, the Orioles are 3, the Guardians are 4. They have a plus 85 run differential. The Royals are at plus 95. Then you go to the wild card race, and what makes this series so important? If the postseason started today, the Royals would be the 3rd wild card team. The Red Sox are the team that is on the outside looking in. They are the team that is on the bubble, so to speak. You know how in college basketball, it's a last 4 in, last 4 out. The Royals would be the last team in the tournament, and the Red Sox are the team that are knocking on the door. The Red Sox are 2.5 games out of the wild card. So if the Red Sox sweep this series, they are now the wild card team. I think you have to consider them to be the favorite as well in that scenario as well. So it goes without saying how important this series is for the Royals. I expect the crowds to be very reflective of that. And the Royals have been a very, very good home team. The Royals are 36-22 in home games this year. The Royals win these kind of games. You do not need to sweep this series. You need to win this series. There's some series you go into with an expectation of we need to win all 3 of them. Basically, the games that you had against the White Sox, you had that series against Miami, you might have felt that way. The series they had against the Oakland A's earlier in the year, you probably felt that way. You do not need to sweep Boston. You need to win this series, though. Winning this series, continuing the momentum that you had this weekend, is really important for this team. And this is a really, really big series. I don't want to bang the drum about this being the most important series that the Royals have had in a decade. I think we all know that just in terms of the standings. And with how they have played, you're going to be in this exact same position, you feel, 3-4 more times before the season is up. The Royals only have 4 more homestands. So this week is a chance for you to go see them. You'll get a chance at the end of the month to go see them. And then they got 2 in September. So your chances to go out there and watch this team and feel the excitement of what they've been able to do this season, it is starting to run out of this upcoming year. So right now we know, at least for the Red Sox series, we know who the 3 pitchers are going to be. Brady Singer, Seth Lugo, and Cole Reagans. If you had an important series, maybe the order isn't what you want it to be. That is exactly who you would want pitching in that kind of series. You got Lugo, who was an all-star, Reagans, who was an all-star, Brady Singer, who has a sub-3 ERA. So you have your 3 best pitchers going up in your 3 most important games of the season. Nathan, you could not ask for a better weekend for the Royals as they swept. So they I mean, they had a 6-1 road trip. You did exactly what you were supposed to do to the White Sox. You continue to pound on them. You then won the series against the Detroit Tigers. You come back home for a very important series against the Boston Red Sox, and you have your three best starters going. The Royals are going to be favorites in all three of the games that they have against the Red Sox because they're at home. They've been a great home team, and they have the pitching advantage in all three of these matchups.
Based on who's starting, they should be the favorite, and they're coming in with a shot in the arm yesterday on what looked like it was going to be a bleak end to an otherwise solid road trip, and we'll talk about MJ Melendez later on in the show. I don't want to look too far ahead, but you have the team right behind you in the wild card standings this week with three all-star caliber starting pitchers slated to go for you. And then there's this little two-game weird weekend series against the Cardinals in between. There's no Sunday game this weekend. So you got your big three again next week when you play Minnesota, the team directly in front of you. I don't know where else you would rather have been. If I told you in April, hey, when the calendar flips to August and this team, this marathon turns to a sprint and you have three all-star level starting pitchers going against the team directly behind you and the team directly in front of you in the next week plus. I don't know how much more you could have asked for out of the 2024 Royals, Carrington.
No, I don't know what else you could ask for this team as well. It's going to be a really exciting end to the season. I'm really excited for this homestand. I plan on going to tomorrow. Also plan on going to Friday's game. I'm going to try to go to one of these extra Red Sox games as well, just given the importance of the series. Probably Wednesday whenever Reagan's pitch. That seems like the game to go out there. I think you're going to see great crowds this week, and they should. I mean, this is everything that Royals fans wanted. They were aggressive at the deadline. They're not a perfect team by any means, but you wanted them to be aggressive at the deadline. You wanted them to make moves. You wanted them to be in this position. And I mean, we are at football season, and the Royals continue to be the top story. It could not be going better for the Kansas City Royals as they have a very important home series against the Red Sox. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Royals. Denny Matthews is going to join us on the show. Always happy to catch up with the Royals Hall of Famer. Coming up on the other side, it was a great Olympics weekend. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So Drive.